The DNR says wolves killed 63 cattle, 6 sheep, and 6 farm deer on 47 Wisconsin farms last year. That tops a previous high of 32 farms being affected in 2008. DNR mammal ecologist Adrian Weideman says much of the increase is due to state and federal agencies not being able to do much euthanization of problem wolves because the wolf is back on the federal endangered species list.
I think it's a combination of factors. The population of wolves continue to increase and expand, but also the lack of controls available to us the last couple of years with federal relisting. I think what we're seeing is kind of resurgence of packs in areas where we were starting to get pretty good control in 2007, 2008.
Weideman says the DNR will continue to work with the Obama administration on again getting wolves off the endangered species list. But some wildlife groups are expected to fight delisting in court again, so Weideman says the state is also asking for federal permission to remove wolves on a limited basis as part of a research project. Weideman says 2010 was also a record year for wolves attacking dogs near homes, 14 such cases. He says dog owners need to be more careful.
People that live in wolf range need to be aware of the presence of wolves in their area and be careful letting their dogs out and not allow their dogs to roam at large.
Weideman says 72 wolves were found dead in Wisconsin last year, but that's below the record of 90. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.